is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I get the signal from Steve Ryman. He says go, so here it is. Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. They also provide plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. If you need service, call them at 444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. Thanks, Carlos Griego and your team over at Bosky, for supporting us here on ABQ Connect. We're joined in studio by concierge pastor. That's pretty sophisticated, Paul. Say hi to Paul Martinez. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on board. Yeah, concierge is kind of one of those French words that you got to give it a little flair when you say it.
Yeah, and I don't even speak English well, so getting to French. Yeah, concierge pastors. You have the de novo concierge pastors. You work with your wife, Stephanie. She wasn't able to join us today. Say hi to Stephanie, too. Hope she's listening.
Stephanie, I know she is. I told her, make sure and listen, and then she can tell me everything I should have said when I get home.
There you go. That's the way it works. I want to read something off your website. It says, Dr. Paul Martinez is a caring and compassionate professional that wants to make your special day as perfect as he can. He met with us and asked what we envisioned our ceremony to be. He worked hard to make sure that everything was how we wanted it. I would suggest his services to friends and family anytime. Tell us about de novo concierge pastors.
Well, Jim, one of the interesting things is that my background is ministry. I've been a pastor for about 30 years. Most of it was at local churches here in the Albuquerque area, California, Missouri. And so what I have done is, in the past about 6 years or so, started what I call concierge pastor services. And interestingly enough, the name de novo, it's a little Latin word. It means new beginnings. So when people are getting married, it's a fresh start, a new beginning, a new chapter of their life. Started that about 6 years ago. So my wife and I work with the local community. We do weddings, pre-marriage coaching. We also do the other side of things too. I know we'll maybe talk about this later, but we help people with grief counseling. We help people with funerals. We help people with any kind of ministry that they need, that they would get from a pastor. So we just provide it with concierge service. We go to wherever the people are.
Yeah, that's extra special. It sounds nice. And of course, we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, how people contact you and how all of that. COVID's probably changed things a little bit.
Very much so. In fact, last year we had to postpone or cancel almost 95% of the weddings that we had scheduled to this year, to the future. Some people canceled altogether. Some people just said, we're going to elope. Come marry us anyway, and we'll do a big celebration later. So COVID definitely impacted the wedding industry.
Paul, tell us about your website a little bit, and I'm going to make you give them the web address.
Okay, sure, sure. So the easiest way to find it is at the concierge, and that is concierge, pastors with an S, .com, theconciergepastors.com. But my website kind of talks about the wedding side of what we do. Really, as a ministry, and we are a 501c3 ministry, we do a lot of things when people need us to do them. We don't charge for a lot of services. On the wedding side, though, because as people select those things, we know that that's what they're searching for. So our website really focuses on the wedding packages we offer, whether it's with the pre-marriage counseling and all of the services that go along with making somebody's ceremony just amazing.
And I'm going to bring up a story that we shared before we went on the air. Years ago, I had, and I actually still have, a number of friends that I love dearly that are not married. Mm-hmm. And I still love them. And they have kids, and I'm uncles to their children, and will always love them. But this particular couple that I'm talking about called me up one day and said, you know, Jim, you've been talking to us about Jesus for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we've just made a decision that we really believe Jesus is Lord and Savior.
Awesome.
And I thought, man, I'm smiling now. But here's what they wanted to do. They wanted to get married as soon as possible. They'd been together for years, two kids. And I just thought, oh, wow, this is going to be really great. So I ran them over to a friend of mine, a church. And they were less enthusiastic than I was. They wanted to separate the couple. And I'm not trying to offend any churches out there. I know that, you know, even my own church, Calvary Church, has certain things that they want to do. They want to ensure that they're, it's almost like you're accountable to the body and you have certain exercises that you go to so that you're almost forced to reveal yourself to the other person. And by the way, people, that may not sound real warm and fuzzy, but it really is essential.
It is.
I tell people all the time, I said, look, I think premarital counseling ought to start with a credit report. And not because you can't marry somebody with bad credit. Absolutely, you can. But you better know before you get married. And it's not only that you should know, the person you're marrying should want to tell you.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so none of this is easy. I want to ask you about your services. You do provide premarital counseling. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah. And to your story, we understand that. In fact, like I mentioned, I have pastored churches and I understand that churches, like you said, are wanting to ensure that people are accountable and that they are walking in the right process. One of the reasons why my wife and I set up this nonprofit the way we did is so that we could be flexible enough to help that couple through that season. They just came to Christ. We want to do some pre-marriage counseling with them. And so we can set up a schedule, whether it's evenings, weekends, daytimes, things that a little bit harder for pastors at churches to work into their schedule. So we can set that up and meet with that couple and be able to help them as they're walking on their new journey with Christ in that. And to your point, Jim, I love it. Christ is the center and should be the center of a healthy marriage relationship. And the pre-marriage counseling that we do leans and helps people to get right into that space where Christ is the center. I love what you said. I think finances, of course, in-laws, sex, all of those big topics that can be problems in marriage, conflict resolution, communication, all of those things we cover in our assessment and pre-marriage counseling.
I noticed on your website that you use an assessment tool called Symbis, Saving Your Marriage Before It Starts. It's a registered trademark of the Perots.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can, I mean, you could go buy the assessment yourself, but you use it to facilitate counseling. People are nervous about getting assessed, aren't they?
They can be. And I think the hard part is, by human nature, we don't like it when sometimes somebody, even our spouse or a pastor or a counselor, shines the light on something. It's even hard for us to allow God to shine the light on something. Remember, Adam and Eve hid from God. They said, we hear God walking in the garden. We better make a run for it. We don't like to necessarily show ourselves. What this assessment does is it allows the couple to listen to each other, to share themselves with each other in a very healthy way. So it doesn't feel like somebody is being exposed or shamed. What it does is it says, here are areas and opportunities for growth. Here are ways that through study of the word, through working on this together, through working on our individual health, we can grow as a couple together. And it gives them the tools when they encounter those difficult situations or those hard conversations that we all have to have.
Is there something more common than not that you find that people don't talk about when they're dating?
You know, there's not a particular thing, but we do find there are two or three categories, finances being one of them. Many couples, when we talk about finances, they sort of know what they do individually, but they haven't really talked about what they're going to do together. They perhaps have not even talked about the amount of debt load, and that could be things like consumer debt, credit card debt, but it could even be student loans or vehicles. And they haven't talked about that particular issue. Other couples have not talked about their social support, such as family, such as friends, such as their church, because that is a pretty significant part of a couple's relationship, is having those other networks, faith networks, family networks, that can help encourage them when they're hitting the bumps of life's journey.
You mentioned in-laws earlier. I have to imagine that that is a big challenge, because I hear from my friends that are married, you know, this conflict with this in-law, this thing, whatever. And it seems like they should have worked that out way, way, way early in their relationship.
It can very well be a huge sore spot in a person's relationship. Just for the record, Jim, I have the best in-laws in the world. I really do. My wife's parents are wonderful people and I love them dearly. But one of the things that we have to understand is that our family of origin, to use that sort of technical counseling term, can influence us in ways that even in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, we may not understand. That family of origin and those learned behaviors, those learned patterns of communication can actually be a detriment or be something that is very helpful as we move on in our relationship. So understanding our in-laws and the way that our spouse was raised is very important. We talk about all of that in our pre-marriage assessment and our counseling situations.
I'm thinking there's parents listening right now and their kids are dating, soon to get engaged, and they're thinking, gee, they haven't maybe thought too much about, and they may not be involved in a church. So this would be the perfect opportunity to give you a call. How do our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, there are a couple of ways. One is just through our website, theconciergepastors.com. We have a form they can fill out. It's specifically asking about like a wedding date, but it's a general form that can be used. They can email us. It comes directly to me. It is paul@theconciergepastors.com, or even my phone number, 505-400-1619. And we try to be very accessible through our cell number, our website, our email. We try to respond quickly because we do understand time is of the essence. I want to just share one little interesting story, though, because you did mention parents whose kids are going to be getting married. We actually get contacted a lot by parents. And it's kind of interesting because the parents will tell us, you know, our kids, my son and his fiance, my daughter and her fiance, they need premarriage counseling. Talk them into it. And one of the things that is sometimes difficult is convincing a young couple who is in love and everything is sunshine and roses that they might need to talk about a few of life's speed bumps, pitfalls, detours. So that is one of the things that we do when we talk to them initially. We always try to say, these are the things that are going to give you the tools to build a great marriage, not just have a great wedding celebration on a day.
Yeah, I can tell you. I mean, I unfortunately have a failed marriage, or had a failed marriage. I don't know how to phrase that. And it's sad to me, because as we're talking about these are not things that I did. These are not things that I exercised. And I regret that. You know, I was not the spiritual leader that I should have been. And maybe that brings up another point. How do you work with people that have been divorced?
Great question. And Jim, I'm in the same boat as you. I have been divorced. My wife has been divorced. In fact, just to give you a little backstory about us, Stephanie and I knew each other. We were teenagers in a youth group together. I was 17 and she was 15. And we kind of joke. She's like, you know, I didn't want to date you back then. And I said, I know, I missed my chance then. But about 20 years after that, we got reconnected. So we have now been married about 7+ years. And so as a second marriage, we understand the difficulties not only in first marriages, but in second marriages. We understand what it takes to have to blend families with children. We understand all of those dynamics. Here's one of the biggest things to remember. God's grace is amazing. We all have those regrets in our lives, whether it is a failed marriage or something that we should have done with our kids. But God's grace can help us to work through those things in a healthy way, to forgive ourselves and others, and to move forward. We talk about that in our pre-marriage coaching and counseling sessions, but we also talk about it from a personal perspective because we have been there. We understand it. earlier when you asked me, was there one particular thing that we're starting to see? I will say this, blending families is a pretty significant piece of the puzzle nowadays because some people, whether they've been married or not, may have kids. And so as they're coming together to be married, there are unique dynamics with their kids.
We are visiting this afternoon with Paul Martinez. He is a pastor and he has De Novo Concierge Pastors with his wife, Stephanie. We're going to talk about, you've talked about your relationship and how you met and how you got back together after many years and got married. We'll find out about Stephanie's role in the ministry and talk a little bit more about some of the things you just brought up. So stay with us. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard to their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to a family member or the state. Our goal is always to show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the staff. For more information, go to our website, acch4kids.org, or call 898-5520.
Hi, this is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. You have heard a word a lot here of late, and that word is essential. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians understand that your car, truck, or SUV is essential to getting you from point A to point B. We are open for business. Our hours are 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And don't forget that we have free towing with repairs. Just call for details. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. We are located on the corner of Southern and Western Hills across from McDonald's in Rio Rancho. And I'm here to tell you that the most essential thing in this life is the cross of Jesus. There is absolutely nothing more important to you and I. God saw you as essential and gave his only begotten son that you would believe in him and have eternal life. Never minimize the cross. It's the centerpiece of the gospel, and never forget the hope you and I have in the empty tomb. I'm John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back to ABQ Connect. If you are in the market for a mortgage loan, be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote. They will give you an absolutely clear and concise loan estimate. Call them at 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Thanks, Ben Lucero and your team over at Indigo. We appreciate your sponsorship so much of the programming here at KNKT. We couldn't bring you ABQ Connect were it not for sponsors like Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage. Paul Martinez with De Novo Concierge Pastors. That is pretty sophisticated. That's a little better than just being a pastor, Paul.
Well, I figure that if we can provide pastoral ministry but have that concierge service, that's really what a lot of people like. It allows us to be flexible to travel to where people are. And we do. We get to do a lot of traveling, not only around the state, but really all throughout the Southwest when we're doing our ministry.
Yeah. And of course, COVID willing, it'll be easier and easier to do that.
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned forgiveness right before the break. And I have to tell you, I do these things all the time because I'm an old guy, and I hear young people, like I was at Starbucks prior to COVID, so this is about a year ago, and I was listening to a very zealous young Christian man sharing his faith. And I mean, he was just loving on these people and very passionate and all of this different stuff. And I asked him after he was done and they had left, and they had had an, I introduced myself and said, I really appreciate you sharing your faith. And you know, I asked him, I said, what's the number one thing that we should all know as Christians? And he started talking to me about obedience to the word. And I thought, you know, obedience to the word is really important, but it's not the number one thing. The number one thing is that we need to receive the forgiveness extended to us through the cross as Jesus gave his life for us. We need to receive that forgiveness. And I wanted to ask you, we can't even start doing anything to change our lives until we say, Jesus, forgive me for my sin. And he does that. He promises that he'll do that.
Exactly. And I think that forgiveness is that first step. The obedience is a result of that. We are so grateful, so we want to obey the Lord and follow his word. Forgiveness is an interesting thing, and we do talk a lot about it in our pre-marriage counseling, but even as we do some biblical pastoral counseling with people and individuals, one of the things about forgiveness is being able to receive God's forgiveness ourselves and to truly receive that, to truly believe and trust that God has forgiveness. I think we have been so hard on ourselves throughout society. We're hard on each other. We're hard on ourselves. If somebody makes a mistake, that's why cancel culture is so popular nowadays. You made a mistake. You said something wrong, and we are going to write you off. We write ourselves off a lot. But the Bible is very clear, even in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us as we forgive others. God is very clear that he has done everything. When we were at our worst, our sinners, he came to forgive us. And now we should show that same example, forgiving others and forgiving ourselves, especially with failed marriages, especially with things that we do with our kids. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to work not to repeat those mistakes, but we want to start with that area of forgiveness.
You know, I was talking with Daryl Strawberry, a famous baseball player, on the program here this week. He was on Monday, and Daryl talked a little bit about all the things that he had done that were really bad.
Right.
You know, he was womanizing, and he was using drugs, and he was an alcoholic. And I mean, he can just go through the list. And of course, all of that he was trying to contain and not to let anybody know. Well, you know, he ended his career early because he almost destroyed himself physically, mentally, and spiritually. So when he was finally able to say, Lord, forgive me, now God has taken all that weakness, and in a magnificent way, Daryl's helping other people to heal because he's sharing that weakness with other people and how it destroyed him. And so truly, if you're sitting today and your marriage might be on the rocks, or it could be just blossoming and going gangbusters, you still need to put Christ at the center, receive his forgiveness, and move forward with that. I want to ask you about, you started talking about Stephanie, and you were acquainted as high school students together. Didn't see each other for 20 years, got reacquainted, got married. How do you minister together now?
Well, so I like to refer to Stephanie as not only the beauty, but the brains behind the whole operation. She's the one that helps keep me in line and keeps me organized. I have been in ministry for many years. Stephanie has been in ministry these past 7 to 8 years that we have been reconnected. But one of the amazing things is that we've seen God bring us together. And I love how you said that about Daryl Strawberry. Out of a weakness, or out of a painful situation of a divorce or of a failed marriage, a broken family. But he brought us together, and now we can minister to people who have or are going through that exact same thing, or even others who are going through other things, but we can help them avoid that pitfall. One of the things that Stephanie and I do together is not only provide the coaching, but we're very involved in mentoring college students at our church together. We're very involved with a lot of the different elements of small group ministry that we do, because we lead some small groups as well. So we just we look at ourselves as a partnership, a team. But you're right, Jim. I think without having Christ as the center, it would be very difficult. It's difficult enough in life when Christ is the center, because we as humans are sinful. We want our own way. We can get selfish. But having Christ as the center at least allows us to reconcile, to restore relationships, and to move forward in a positive, healthy way.
And that Trust me, everybody, that's going to be really important after you're married. But I want to break this down. We've been talking kind of macro to this point, kind of the big concepts. Yeah. And I want to break this down to some simple things that you do that can really bless people. For example, do you coach people through writing their vows and walking them through the rehearsal?
Exactly. We do, when it comes to the ceremony part of the wedding, we help them sort of from start to finish. When I meet a couple, I actually want to get to know them first. I want to know who they are, how they got together. In a pre-marriage counseling session, that really helps us because then as we start to write their ceremony out, it allows us to personalize that ceremony to make it just theirs. It's not just a cookie cutter ceremony, but we walk them through writing their vows, how to do that, even down to what kind of length do you want your vows to be? We really work through the practical sides. A lot of people don't realize, but there is a sweet spot for weddings. You really want a wedding to be about 22 to 24 minutes. Much longer than that, and people are wondering when the reception is starting. Much shorter than that, and you don't even remember walking down the aisle. But we understand all of those dynamics of a wedding. When it comes to a rehearsal, I jokingly like to say it's like herding cats. Everybody is seeing each other. Again, pre-COVID, you might have families and friends coming in from different parts of the country. Families are sometimes being introduced to each other for the first time. And so we have to kind of manage that. But that's one of the things that we do is we really work to help those families feel comfortable with each other and to work so that the process continues to flow very well.
I need to remind our listeners that for the month of February, our great mission focus will be the incredible local ministry of Reload Love, based out of Calvary Church, Albuquerque. Reload Love provides trauma relief, medical supplies, academic programs, and safe spaces, specifically playgrounds for children who have been victimized by terrorism. You'll hear later this month a couple of interviews we did with Lenya Heitzik, who's the founder of Reload Love. To date, Reload Love has provided these resources in places like Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, and Macedonia. This month, we're asking our listeners to drop a love bomb. You know, metaphorically, the Love Bomb is an annual virtual fundraiser to help heal the lives of children around the world who have suffered from the violence of terrorism. Each year, a region of the world is carefully selected as a focal point to provide aid. This year, the mission is built to build a sports complex to support the outreach of evangelical soccer programs in northern Nigeria. The Love Bomb fundraiser is taking place on February 13th through the 14th, but you can give a financial gift of any amount all month at star88.fm or knkt.com. Drop a love bomb and help fight back against terrorism as we partner with Reload Love for our monthly great mission. Click on the banner for Reload Love when you go to the KNKT website. We'll be right back with Paul Martinez, concierge pastor with DeNova. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque, a Montaño west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
The most important information anyone can receive comes from an understanding of the Bible. Only here do we find direct revelation about all things, about life and relationship with God. Life doesn't always provide us with time or opportunity to break away and study the Bible full time. That's why KNKT is dedicated to presenting round-the-clock teaching by some of the best communicators we can find about Scripture and how it relates to our lives. We need to be exposed to the full counsel of God's Word. And now, KNKT presents a Bible School of the Air. Each Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., KNKT will present Through the Bible, verse-by-verse teachings by Chuck Smith and Chuck Missler. Skip Heitzig, followed by a question-and-answer session with Scott Richards. We'll be rotating through the Old and New Testament, so drop into our Bible journey at any time and go through the entire Word of God with us. The KNKT Bible School of the Air. Tuition is free. The rewards are eternal. Take your seat Saturdays at 9 a.m. on 107.1 FM.
At Krecker Law, we believe in making things right when things go wrong. If you are injured, you shouldn't have to go it alone. You deserve someone who will listen to you and fight for you. We believe that you deserve to protect your future, protect your family, and protect your loved ones. We believe in challenging insurance companies and standing up to bullies. We believe that David can beat Goliath. 843-7777.
The Krecker Law Firm. Righting wrongs, protecting your future. TheKreckerLawFirm.com. The C-R-E-C-C-A LawFirm.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming on KNKT and our program, ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates do business by the book, 342-8100, or you can reach Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Paul Martinez, De Novo Concierge Pastors in studio. We've talked a little bit about the services you provide that for, you know, premarital counseling and wedding ceremonies and those kind of things. Now I think we need to shift gears into how do you counsel married couples?
That's a great question, because a lot of times married couples that are seeking counseling are probably facing some type of a crisis. Sometimes it's a big crisis. It could be infidelity. It could be a problem that has gotten somebody into trouble legally or financially. Sometimes it's just the big crisis of not communicating and not having communicated for many, many years. And so we try to work with that couple and assess where their needs are. We actually have a marriage assessment that's similar to our pre-marriage assessment. You mentioned Symbis, saving your marriage before it starts. The one for married couples is actually called Symbis Plus. They know that as they take this assessment, they will actually be able to see some of the areas that they're having difficulty in that maybe they weren't able to articulate. So we start there, and then as we begin to break those down, we give them practical steps to overcome that. Quite honestly, Jim, I think that the communication and conflict resolution are two of the biggest issues. No matter what the topic is, sometimes people just don't know how to resolve conflict. And so they end up fighting about not even the topic itself, but how they fight. One person wants to storm off, slam a door, be in their room for the next 5 hours. One person wants to talk until they've talked it out. And you have way too many issues between the couple. Here's just another funny thing. And my wife and I learned this early on. It's never good to fight when you're hangry. Eat a Snickers. Eat something else. Just take a bite or two of a candy bar, because quite honestly, that will help you when you're trying to resolve your conflicts.
Yeah, that's good advice. And I think that also applies to people, especially young people. They seem like they never sleep. And they're exhausted. If they have children, that's especially true. And maybe it's just symptomatic of you're exhausted.
Very true. People are working on no sleep, not eating very well, not much exercise, a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety. And what we found, you had mentioned COVID affecting weddings, how it affected relationships is all of a sudden everybody was together 24/7. In the same small space, school and work and Zoom calls, and everybody was in each other's space. And they weren't really quite prepared to live that way and started finding out that conflict was the most natural thing that was going on in their families. They were getting angry, frustrated. And so we help couples work through those situations.
Well, I think it's amazing. And again, Paul, tell us how people get in touch with you.
So they can reach us on our website, The Concierge, and that is spelled C-O-N-C-I-E-R-G-E, The Concierge Pastors with an S.com. My email is paul at theconciergepastors.com. And then my phone number is 505-400-1619.
You know, Paul, as you're talking about these things, and I know you're familiar with this, we've had Emerson Eggerich on the show a couple of different times talking about his book that's 20 plus years old. He updated it here a couple years ago. It's called Love and Respect. And people, I've never really thought about the simplicity. And when I say simplicity, I don't mean easy. I mean, these concepts are difficult, but they're actually not as complicated as we might think. And what he says is that couples get into what's called the crazy cycle.
Exactly.
So the Bible says in Ephesians that a man should love his wife as Christ loved the church and give himself up for her. Mm-hmm. Well, any discussion about a woman submitting is now overwhelmed by you giving up your life for your wife. And interestingly enough, Ephesians also says that a woman must respect her husband. But here comes the crazy cycle. The woman says, I will not respect my husband because he doesn't love me. And the husband says, well, I'm not going to love you because you don't respect me. So who goes first?
Well, that's a great question. We have actually led that small group study, Love and Respect, several times. And that book is one of the resources that we refer to a lot and help coach people with. But I love how Emerson says it, because he says the person who goes first is the mature one. Now, you can't go first and then start talking about how mature you are compared to your spouse. But what he really says is that as we both, husbands and wives, submit to Christ, that should be the impetus to have us submit and love and respect each other. And so my wife and I, Stephanie and I, talk about this quite often, because when we have conflict, and believe me, like every couple, we have conflict. I know I like to tell Stephanie, hey, you got a bonus, look at me. But she knows how I am, and she knows when I'm not being the best husband I should be. I know when she's not being the best wife she should be. But the reality is this, as we're in the Word, as we're praying, we should have our hearts touched by God to say, you know what? I'm not treating my wife lovingly, or I'm not treating my husband with respect. So the answer is both of you should go first. You should almost be working or fighting to go first. And that means I, as a husband, need to fight to show my wife love. She, as a wife, should fight to show me respect. And here's what that means. You'll find that when people are fighting, a wife will often say, you're being mean. You're not being very nice. Those phrases are really code phrases for saying, I don't feel loved. A husband will say, quit lecturing me. Quit telling me what to do. You're not my mom. Those are code phrases for saying, I don't feel respected. So as we start to hear couples say this, we can start to say, okay, we see this crazy cycle playing out. Let's give you those tools, like in Emerson's book. Okay, now we can give you the tools to get out of that crazy cycle into that energizing cycle.
I'm picturing people need to be humbled in order for anything to happen.
Humbled is that's a huge thing. And that's a difficult thing, because our pride naturally flares up. We want to tell the counselor, we want to tell the pastor, we want to tell somebody else how bad we have it, what our spouse has said or done to us. And that's what we find in almost every first session when we're dealing with a marriage and a couple who may feel like they're in crisis. It's almost like, well, she always does this and he always does that. And we realize that they're just venting, they're upset, but if we can calm them down enough to say, hey, let's take responsibility for our own actions. Let's sort of humble ourselves enough to say, regardless of what the other person does, we're not condoning it, but regardless of what that is, I still have to choose to act in a Christ-like fashion.
Yeah, amen. That's really good stuff. You mentioned that finances and some of those things really divide couples, but you also used the S word, sex. Can you talk to couples about sex and really make some headway in that area?
You can. And here's the difficult part about having this conversation. Our society has made it so that sex and sexual activity and even the places where you can see things like even pornography or just even our advertising, you know, the big championship game is coming up this weekend. All of the ads, sex sells. The problem is our society has made sex easily accessible, but just from a physical perspective. Well, God created sex in this beautiful confines of a marriage between a man and a woman. And he's created that not just physically, but emotionally and intellectually and even spiritually. There are so many more components to what sex and sexual activity is, but it can really only be experienced at its height in the confines of a man and a woman married. That's what the Bible tells us. So when we're talking to couples about sex, we start from the Bible. Let's look at this. What are your habits like? We understand that, in fact, there's even books, Every Man's Battle, Every Woman's Battle. We understand the whole issue with pornography. We understand all of the things that are going on. So we have to kind of delve into what are you filling your mind with and how is your personal sex life glorifying God? So with a married couple, we talk them through all of these issues. In pre-marriage counseling, we understand that now there are a lot of couples, even Christian couples, who live together, who are sleeping together before marriage. And so we work with them to say, you can't change what you did yesterday or 2 years ago, but from this day forward, let's live so that God blesses your relationship and your marriage and your wedding. And so we coach them through those things that they need to take the steps so that they are not engaged in premarital sexual activity.
I guess I want to point the fingers a little bit at men, but I think we're going to spend the last segment talking a little bit about pornography. One of the things that's fascinating to me is this is just not a concern of the Christian church. There's a website that's been around now for, I think, about 2 years. It's called Fight the New Drug. Mm-hmm. It's a secular perspective, but they give you some pretty strong sociological, psychological information about how pornography literally takes over your life. Now, I'm going to pick on men a little bit just because I am one, but I understand it's also affecting women. So when we come back, we're just going to talk a little bit about some of these challenges and some more things. Paul Martinez, De Novo Concierge Pastors, you can reach out to them at theconciergepastors.com. Or you can call them at 505-400-1619. That's 400-1619. We'll be back with Paul right after these messages.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. All dealerships have the same incentives. Big rebates, customer cash, we've all got them. The difference is in what the dealership does for you. And at Power Ford, it's all about you. You get a better deal and a better experience. Every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and roadside assistance. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com or just come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Early Christian education should glorify God by providing an orderly, nurturing, and stimulating atmosphere for students exploring the world around them. Calvary Preschool strives to do just that. Each child who attends grows mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually as they interact with a loving, caring group of adults and peers. Registration for the 2021-2022 school year opens on February 16th. Visit CalvaryChurchPreschool.com today for more information. That's CalvaryChurchPreschool.com.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, anything new found in outer space recently?
Chris, there's always something new. Recently, the Hubble telescope located several giant gaseous planets orbiting around burned-out stars. Now, gaseous planets are not strange. Jupiter, Neptune, Saturn, they're all large and gaseous, so that's not a problem. What is a problem is that the Big Bang Theory dates these at 12.7 billion years old. This, according to the theory, is much too soon after the Big Bang to have formed the heavy elements which are present. They just don't know what they're going to do. Well, I don't know what they're going to do either, but I do know what they should do. They should give up the Big Bang Theory because it's wrong. It doesn't fit the evidence. There's got to be a better way. And there is such a way. It's found back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Each year, a region of the world is carefully selected as a focus point for Reload Love. The Love Bomb fundraiser is coming up February 13th and 14th, but you can give a financial gift of any amount all month long at knkt.com or on our sister station at star88.fm. Drop a Love Bomb and help fight back against terrorism as we partner with Reload Love for our monthly great mission. Click on the banners on either one of the websites, again, knkt.com or star88.fm. We're going to try to take some of this money and build a soccer complex in northern Nigeria. And it's just an amazing thing. When I sat down with Lenya Heitzik, and that will air, those shows will air here in the next couple of weeks. Lenya's so generous and so her heart, she almost was weeping a number of times talking about how important it is for you can literally take terrorists out of a zone because you're taking care of the kids.
That's an important thing. My wife loves Reload Love. In fact, she has followed Lenya as that whole project. We have supported that. So, yeah, we're fully behind it as well.
That's good stuff. Paul, we just started talking about some tough stuff, and I'm going to pick on the men a little bit. But I guess I'm really pointing the fingers at anybody. Pornography is so easy to access now. And it's really taken over people's lives. I want you to tell us, you've got a story about some men that have confronted that, but I also want you to explain to us how women feel about that.
Sure. And we probably have all heard those statistics that once a boy gets past about the age of 12, 13, the numbers that have seen a pornographic website on their phone, on their laptop, whatever, is in the high 80%. I mean, it's just staggering. So we've heard those numbers. We've heard the statistics. We've even seen the problems. In fact, I have had conversations with men of all ages, as young as in their late teens and early 20s, to even men in their late 50s and 60s, who are as addicted to pornography as we would say someone can be addicted to alcohol, drugs, and so forth. And they are crying for help because there is such a need, because it is so prevalent, accessible, easy to get to. So I've worked with some men. In fact, we've talked about some different things that they need. Accountability groups, accountability with a spouse. Certainly the grace of God and the Holy Spirit to help them through this. But I think one of the things that men may not realize is how devastating pornography can be. Let's take a married couple, and we've talked to several couples in this same boat. As Stephanie and I have been talking to this couple, one of the members, the husband or the wife will say, okay, there's a pornography issue. He's looking at pornography. I don't understand it. From a woman's perspective, she absolutely feels as if this is the same as infidelity. He might as well be cheating on her. It is that visceral and strong of a reaction in the wife's mind, because she feels all of these insecure feelings, feelings of, am I not enough? Why is he doing this? Am I not pleasing to my husband? And it really strikes at the heart of who God created women to be, their beauty, their grace, their strength, their courage. And it really strikes at that and causes insecurity. It causes feelings of doubt and really a whole questioning of themselves. The husband might say, oh no, I just, you know, I don't know why I'm just doing this, but he's not really realizing how devastating this is to his wife. So we work with couples to walk through this, to develop accountability programs. There's websites out there like Covenant Eyes and so forth that can help, because it will send all of the places that the husband is going on his phone or laptop to his wife. It can help bring accountability that way. It can help bring small groups. Of course, we mentioned Every Man's Battle. Great resources from that whole organization that can come out of it. But it is a pretty significant topic that marriages are facing today.
Not just pornography, but any sin. We all want to cover it up. And the funny thing is, there's a principle of Scripture, and I'll just read John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I don't know what the psychology is behind this, but I admire the people that you just mentioned that have said, look, I'm 22 years old and I'm addicted to pornography. I bet you just that confession of sin has released the hold that pornography has on them.
It's absolutely a great first step. It's kind of like what a lot of counselors, pastors would say, admitting the problem, even what the Bible talks about. It's that initial step to say, I have an issue. I need to repent and turn around and go a different way. It's not easy, and they may feel like they're falling into that same sin over and over. But what we talk to people about is not only helping them repent, but putting safeguards in place, accountability in place, so that as they are continuing on, they stay on that right path. And you're right, Jim, the concept of forgiveness is so huge. It's so powerful. Sometimes we kind of treat it as the kid's prayer, invite Jesus into your heart, your sins are forgiven. But it really is a powerful thing, because then as we live and walk in God's grace and not in the shame and the guilt of the world, then we can start to make those healthy, good choices. When we rely on the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, we realize that that provides security and love. It provides strength. It still takes other people. It still takes churches to come alongside. But we can take that first step, and it'll set us on the right path.
I'm thinking about 100 different things as you're talking, and we've got about 7 minutes left, so I don't want to waste the time that we have. But as you're talking about this, I can't emphasize enough, we've already covered this in the show, that God will take weakness. He will take anything that you confess, and I don't care what it is, and He will use it in His strength. He will just work through you. He'll take whatever that is. And that means in your marriage.
That's a perfect example. In fact, one of my favorite illustrations that I've heard a pastor speak is that when Paul the apostle was praying and he was talking about his thorn in the flesh, and there's different viewpoints, theologians that will talk about what that could have been. But he was talking about it. He said, I prayed over and over, God, take this away. And God said, no, I'm not going to take it away. Paul was afraid. He was ashamed of it. He didn't like it. It was his weakness. But God said, my strength, my grace is made perfect in that weakness. So it was almost like our weakness plus God's strength is where we find perfection. And that's a pretty powerful thing when we're open with it. We talked about people with failed marriages. We've talked about, you know, people addicted to pornography or different things. If we are open with our weakness, it not only helps bring healing to us, but it's going to help somebody else who's in the exact same position.
We were talking about your assessment earlier, the Simbus assessment, and how people may not want to be assessed. I have the word judge in my mind because they use that word so wrong. Nobody's, especially you, from getting to know you today, you've already been through this. You've been divorced. You know what the wrong thing is.
Right.
You know, don't do as I do, do as I say, because you've already blown it, and you know, and now you're doing. Here's what I want to ask you. We all know what it takes to stay in shape physically. You know, you can't sit on the couch and do nothing. You got to move. You got to get out and get some cardio. You got to maybe do a little lifting, but somehow you got to exercise,
right?
And it makes your body. Do we exercise in our marriages?
We should. And that's a great way to put that. In fact, I might steal that from you next time I'm counseling somebody. But I do think we have to do that. We have to be intentional. Just like it takes discipline if we were going to get up at 5 a.m. to go run or to go lift weights, just as we would be disciplined to eat healthy and not just junk food all the time, it takes discipline and intentionality in our marriage to work on our communication skills, to seek to understand our spouse, to seek so that we can be submissive in a positive sense, in a healthy way, to each other as the Bible asks us to do. So when you talk about that, absolutely, we have to do that in our marriages.
How important is grace in a relationship?
Grace is huge. My wife and I talk about it all the time. We need to give grace for ourselves when we blow it, but we need to give grace to the other person. Sometimes when we are with that person, and again, from the whole COVID side 24/7, we're together all the time, but we need to have that grace so that we don't rub each other raw, but so that we can give God's grace and love to each other.
Years and years ago, and I don't think I'm offending anybody by bringing up this example, there was a televangelist named Jim Baker.
Jim Baker, yep.
And there was another televangelist named Jimmy Swaggart that just ridiculed Jim Baker when he was caught with some infidelity and some different things. And I'll never forget reading this scripture. It was Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. Brethren, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. And that's the most important thing about that verse. I knew somehow that as soon as Jimmy Swaggart went off about Jim Baker's sin, that there was something going on in his own life, and sure enough. And I sit back now and I think about what you just said. And if Jimmy Swaggart would have said, and I wish the best for him. I know he's still doing ministry, and I know God has extended his forgiveness. But at that time, before he lost everything, if he would have said, I want to come alongside my Christian brother and say to everybody, I have the same sin, and I want to walk through a process of restoration. If he wouldn't have been busted, if he would have come forward to that, that would have afforded healing to so many millions of people. And that's really what you're doing.
I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a lot of times easy for us to, quote unquote, speak the truth. We're going to tell somebody what we think they should do, right or wrong. But the Bible says to speak the truth in love. It doesn't say to shy away from the truth, but it says to do it in a spirit of humility, gentleness, humbleness, the fruits of the Spirit. It says that's how we should live and interact with each other, especially in marriages. Marriages are under attack. And so one of the key things that my wife and I love to do is just love to see marriages that are restored from a difficult situation. We love to see couples get off on the right foot with the pre-marriage counseling. So it's really part of our passion and what we feel God has called us to do in the body of Christ.
Last question I have for you is a little bit about the children. Children involved in a mixed marriage, children from a couple that's been married for 40 years. Do you ever have to intervene in parenting and talking about children?
We talk somewhat about them. While our focus is not specific, let's say on child counseling and so forth, we do talk, especially in blended families, that sometimes we talk about blended families as you put everybody in a blender, mix it all up, and it's great. But really, it's more like the crock pot, and Jimmy Evans talks about this a lot. You put people in, and sometimes the roast is great, the potatoes are great, but there's a couple of carrots that are still hard. You can't crunch into them. People have to come around on their own time. So it's a process, but we do work through that because that's our goal. Healthy families, healthy marriages, healthy individuals.
Hey, you told me earlier you guys fellowship at Citizens. How's everything at Citizens?
Citizen is going great. Pastor Dustin Woodward and the whole team there are just leading the church well. We love being part of it, and thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me on today.
Hey, I appreciate you very much. We're blessed, and we'll have you back on here in some few weeks. Thanks.
presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.